More on the new Ford Mustang, and this week I drove the 5-litre V8 GT Fastback in convertible on the road and track. The Fastback in V8 starts at $57,490 in manual, $59,990 in auto, while the auto-only convertible is $66,490. The generally poor road conditions around the Hunter at times produced a jittery ride. Like most sports-orientated cars today, you can change things like the stability and traction control settings, the driving mode and the steering mode simply by pressing a button. The driving mode consists of normal, snow wet, sport, sport plus and track race modes, and the differences are easy to detect, especially when we got onto the racetrack. Given the overall grunt of the 5-litre V8, the big Mustang is more than manageable in all conditions, excellent steering feel, and here again there's three modes, normal, comfort and sport, and they can be selected for the conditions. My Mustang choice would be the V8 Sportback in 6-speed auto. I didn't enjoy the manual 6-speed transmission with its heavy clutch, hard work about town. The 6-speed auto with manual paddle shifters so much easier. The operation of the paddles far quicker to the manual lever, and you can maintain your hands on the wheel at all times for better control. Both GT Fastback and convertible body styles really appeal, distinctly Mustang but in a modern theme, but the interior doesn't have the same modern feel, with old-fashioned ergonomics and instrumentation. Great seats, however. I'm David Berthon.